Week 7, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Spirit blessed, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask nor bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the wind? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You sit and malign your brother, and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Listen, my people, I will speak. I am God, your God. A reading from the Book of Ecclesiastes, Chapter 2. I thought to myself, very well, I will try pleasure and see what enjoyment has to offer. And there it was, vanity again. This laughter, I reflected, is a madness. This pleasure, no use at all. I resolved to have my body cheered with wine, my heart still devoted to wisdom. I resolved to embrace folly, to see what made mankind happy, and what men do under heaven, in the few days they have to live. My reflections then turned to wisdom, stupidity, folly. For instance, what can the successor of a king do? What has not been done already? More is to be had from wisdom than from folly, as from light than from darkness. This, of course, I see. The wise man sees ahead. The fool walks in the dark. No doubt. But I do know, too, that one fate awaits them both. The fool's fate, I thought to myself, will be my fate, too. Of what use is my wisdom then? This, too, I thought, is vanity. Since there is no lasting memory for wise man or for fool, and in the days to come both will be forgotten, wise man, alas, no less than fool, must die. Life I have come to hate, for what is done under the sun disgusts me, since all is vanity and chasing of the wind. All I have toiled for and now bequeathed to my successor, I have come to hate. Who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet he will be master of all the work into which I have put my efforts and wisdom under the sun. That, too, is vanity. And hence I have come to despair of all the efforts I have expended under the sun. For so it is that a man who has laboured wisely, skilfully, and successfully must leave what is his own to someone who has not toiled for it at all. This, too, is vanity and great injustice. For what does he gain for all the toil and strain that he has undergone under the sun? What of all his laborious days, his cares of office, his restless nights? This, too, is vanity. There is no happiness for a man but to eat and drink and to be content with his work. This, too, I see as something from God's hand, since plenty and penury both come from God. Wisdom, knowledge, joy, he gives to the man who pleases him. On the sinner, he lays the task of gathering and storing up for another who is pleasing to God. This, too, is vanity and chasing of the wind. Responsory from Ecclesiastes 2. Wisdom, knowledge, joy, God gives to the man who pleases him. On the sinner, he lays the task of gathering and storing up for another. This too is vanity and chasing of the wind. The love of money is the root of all evils, and there are some who, pursuing it, have involved themselves in a world of sorrows. This too is vanity and chasing of the wind. A reading from the Homilies of St. Gregory of Nyssa on the Book of Ecclesiastes. If the soul should raise its eyes towards its head, which is Christ, as Paul says, then it would be counted among the blessed as being sharp-sighted, having its eyes where there is no shadow of evil. That same great Paul, and any others as great as he, fix their eyes on that head, as do all who live and move and have their being in Christ. As it is impossible for anyone who lives in light to see the darkness, so it is not possible that he who fixes his eyes on Christ should lower them to dwell on vanities. For he who has his eyes on his head, by head we mean the origin of all things, has them fixed on all virtue, for Christ is the all-complete virtue, on truth, on justice, on incorruption, and on all that is good. So the eyes of the wise man are on his head, but the fool walks in darkness. For he who does not put his lamp on the lampstand, but hides it under the base of his bed, turns that light into darkness for himself. How many there are, on the other hand, who are engaged in lofty contests and are occupied in contemplation of things which rarely exist and yet are considered blind and useless in material things, as Paul boasted that he was, saying that he was a fool for Christ's sake. He did not exercise his prudence and knowledge on those things which enthrall us here below, for, as he said, we are fools for Christ's sake. As though to say, we are blind to the life here below, because we lift up our eyes and fix them on our head. For this reason, he lived without stool or table, poor, wandering, naked, suffering hunger and thirst. And who would not have thought him pitiful, seeing him in fetters, insulted with blows, plunged into the waves of the sea by shipwreck, and led around in chains? But even whilst he suffered all this among men, he did not turn away his eyes, but always kept them steadfastly towards the head, saying, Who will separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus? Affliction, distress, persecution, hunger, nakedness, danger, or the sword? Which is as though to say, Who shall tear my eyes out from my head, and bring them to what should be trodden underfoot? And he calls upon us to do the same when he gives the command, Occupy your minds with things that are above. In other words, have your eyes fixed on the head. Responsory from Psalm 122. See how the eyes of servants are fixed on the hands of their masters. Our eyes, too, are fixed on the Lord our God, waiting for some sign of his mercy. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life. Our eyes, too, are fixed on the Lord our God, waiting for some sign of his mercy. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that with our thoughts always on the things of the Spirit, we may please you in all that we say and do. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.